I'm Jonathan Mosen, and this is Main Menu News Briefs. Hunter Joyce, a division of Freedom Scientific, has released a public beta of JAWS for Windows. The new release, which is to be labelled 3.71, includes enhancements to the screen reader's compatibility with Adobe Acrobat Reader version 5. It also better interfaces with the magnification program Magic, also released by Freedom Scientific. Real Networks unveiled a music download service recently that could change how consumers think about their song collections. The company's chairman, Rob Glazer, showed a House Judiciary Subcommittee a mock-up of the music industry's for-pay alternative to Napster, whose popular free swapping of copyrighted songs has been ruled illegal. MusicNet, set to debut in August, is a collaboration of three of the big five record labels, AOL Time Warner, Bertelsmann AG and EMI Group. It promises a cafeteria-style way of purchasing songs. A competing service, also set to debut around the same time, has been shown to legislators over the past month. The other two record giants, Universal and Sony, are responsible for that service called Duet. The goal is to keep people buying music but with more variety and control over what they hear in exchange for a monthly fee. But if you want to use these sorts of services, you may need to get used to renting music instead of buying it. These services have committed to offering only streamed music, which has to be downloaded each time, and tethered downloads, which have a special license attached to them. The record labels like this format, since they can keep track of where and when the music is played. That may keep consumers from transferring the songs to a portable player or recording them onto a custom CD. And still on the subject of digital music, the French giant Vivendi Universal said it will buy its one-time legal foe MP3.com for about $372 million in hopes of bolstering its online music business. MP3.com, which operates a music download website and a series of other music services, represents one possible springboard for the distribution of music over the internet for Vivendi Universal, which owns the world's largest record company, Universal Music Group. Major record companies have been looking for a way to replace the embattled Napster song swapping service with services of their own. Vivendi says MP3.com could become an integral part of the Duet music subscription service it plans to launch around about August of this year with Sony Entertainment. And continuing their legal attack on internet companies that they say are stealing their music, the music recording companies filed a copyright infringement lawsuit last week against Aimster, a service that permits users of instant messaging services to exchange music and other files. The lawsuit, filed in Federal District Court in Manhattan, asserts that Aimster aids copyright infringement by permitting users to exchange copyrighted music files freely over the internet. But Johnny Deep, the founder and chief executive of Aimster, disputes this assertion. He says the service should not be compared to Napster because it permits users to trade files through private message exchanges. The stock price of TiVo Incorporated surged on Thursday after the company said it was awarded a patent that covers the core features of its personal video recording software and hardware. The patent gives TiVo formal recognition for developing the so-called personal video recorder, which allows television viewers to pause live programming and record shows onto a hard drive. TiVo's chief executive and chairman, Michael Ramsey, said the company hopes to use the patent to expand its licensing efforts. He refused to elaborate on whether TiVo would take legal action against other players in the personal video recording space. The company's most notable challenger is Microsoft Corp, which recently launched Ultimate TV. Jim Barton, TiVo's chief technology officer, said the company doesn't know yet whether Microsoft's product infringes on its patent, which TiVo filed in July of 1998. Data storage company iOmega has unveiled a portable disk drive system that can hold massive quantities of music and data and fit in a jacket pocket. The company, known for its zip and jazz drives and disks, said it was now shipping its Peerless system, a standalone peripheral drive that comes in 10GB and 20GB capacities, greater than that of DVD or CD writable disks. The two-piece system includes a disk roughly the size of a handheld PC or a PDA, which slips into a vertical docking station. The drive will sell for about $250, while the disks will retail at around $160 for 10GB and $200 for 20GB. Combined packages will also be available and will be discounted. Intel's long-awaited Itanium 64-bit processor is due for release this week, months before Microsoft will have an operating system ready to run on it. It'll be at least October before Windows XP for the Itanium will be launched. Microsoft will be shipping three versions of Windows XP, a 32-bit home and professional version, and a 64-bit version that will be sold on Itanium machines. Itanium is aimed at the market segment above Intel's existing 32-bit Xeon processor. And Microsoft issued its second security warning and patch in a week last week when it acknowledged and offered a fix for two flaws in Windows Media Player. The flaws affect Windows Media Player 6.4 and 7 and can allow an attacker to run programs and read, modify, or delete files on a user's computer. The first and more serious flaw is the result of a problem in the way Windows Media Player handles .asx, or Active Streaming Redirector files, which are used in finding and playing streaming media and using playlists, Microsoft says. Due to a flaw in the memory buffer that deals with .asx files, a special sequence of code can allow an attacker to make the same changes to a machine that the user could, including deleting files and running programs. The attack code could be embedded in an HTML, hypertext markup language, email sent to a user, or more seriously, could also be used to execute whenever a user visits a web page. In the first case, the user would have to open the HTML file in order for the attack to work, but in the second, the user need only visit the web page. Once the attack occurs, the attacker would also have the privileges the user had. The second problem, which relates to the way that Windows Media Player handles internet shortcuts, can allow an attacker to view files on the user's computer but not modify or delete them. This comes about because internet shortcuts are supposed to be created in the Internet Explorer cache folder, a repository of reusable web-related files, but Windows Media Player instead creates them in the temporary files folder. An attack using the second flaw would also involve HTML code in the same way as the first, but this time using the code to create a shortcut in the temporary files folder, which would only give the attacker the ability to read files on the machine. However, such an attack is difficult because the attacker needs to know the exact file name and location of the desired file, Microsoft said. The patch also fixes a privacy flaw, which allows for the collection of user data, which, though it would not identify the user by name, could be collected into a user profile. Users ought to apply the patch to Windows Media Player 6.4, but for version 7 users, you ought to upgrade to version 7.1, according to Microsoft. The flaws in Windows Media Player were disclosed only one day after Microsoft issued another patch for its Word application, which allows small programs called macros to execute some unauthorized changes within Word. These bulletins marked Microsoft's 6th and 7th bulletin for May, which is roughly the average number for monthly security bulletins issued by the company, and down slightly from the end of 2000. And finally, one of the Internet's most authoritative voices has been silenced. Brian McWilliams began his audio webcasts on technology matters on PC World News Radio. When that service folded, he re-emerged as PCRadio.com, a service funded by Internet.com. Budget cuts of that company has, at least for now, seen McWilliams' bulletins halted. And that's News Briefs for this week. I'm Jonathan Mosley.